Hello, and thank you for joining us for our BNI San Diego podcast. I'm excited today because I have a returning guest, Alex Terranova. Alex, it's great having you back with us today.
Thanks for having me. I love this. I love doing this with you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing more regular, especially with all these amazing topics that you have in your years of experience. You know, I do have to ask a quick question. How are you doing on the ice baths?
Oh my God, I love it. Well, first I should say, I just got to cold plunge in the Baltic Sea, in the frozen Baltic Sea.
Whoa.
So literally ice all around me, one little gap that you'd get to jump into. Coldest thing I've ever experienced in my life, but also one of the coolest experiences I've ever had. I'll say for people, because this isn't a podcast about well-being or health, I've been cold plunging or doing ice baths for about 4 months, about 3 or 4 days a week, and about 3 or 4 minutes each time. Radically improved my mental health, and I would say I'm happier, I'm more like stable, like less highs and lows, and I wasn't like on medication or anything, just general like happiness and satisfaction levels stable and higher. I have more energy, I think I'm sleeping better. I mean, it wakes me up. It shifts my mood. If I'm in a bad mood, I'll go cold plunge, and that cold will just shake that right off of me.
Okay, so that sounds like we've got another future podcast, and it's really about, I mean, even what I can think of is mental health and just
100%.
You know, getting you back to center. What do they call it? Level set?
Yeah, I think what it's actually done too, and my wife talks about this with me, is it's raised the ceiling and the floor of my mental health. So it used to be, I used to have mental health at whatever, I don't know how you, let's just say my mental health was a 6 or 7, right? It was not terrible. It was not great. It's now maybe like an 8 or a 9 or a 7 or an 8, like the whole thing went up a little bit. So my highs are actually higher. When I'm happier, I'm happier. And when I'm not happy or I'm frustrated or I'm sad, I'm not as low. I don't fall down as far. It's also, you know, this is super important. It's taught me how much more I can be with. If you can put yourself in 30, 40 degree water and simply take a breath and calm your nervous system down, think about all the times in life when our nervous systems get rattled and we just, and that does whatever it does to us. It shakes us, it triggers us, we get in fights, we get stressed out. Imagine if you learned that all you had to do was take some breaths and you could calm your nervous system back down again. Every time you get in that water, it trains you to do that.
Well, and think of all the moments as professionals where we're having major stress going on at work or in the office or dealing with a client, how important it is to be able to get to that place where we can step away and do just that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
I don't want to get too far down that rabbit hole because, oh my gosh, we could definitely go there, but we'll save that for a future podcast. So Alex, what are we talking about today?
Oh, we're going to talk about being. I shared this with you and you liked it and it resonated, and it resonates a lot for me. Cause it was something I struggled with a lot when I came in to BNI. Mm-hmm. Was my being. And I want to say what be that means for someone who might not understand. So if you think about us as human beings, we often are all about what we're doing. Oh, I'm working hard. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And we often think of ourselves as doers.
So more of a human doing than a human being.
Absolutely. But then there's this whole side of us that's like, how are we showing up? Mm-hmm. And the way I would say it is, if you're a door-to-door salesperson, and you knock on a door and your being is light and loving and warm and connecting, it might not matter how great you are at selling that product. You have a better shot at selling it because of your being. Ooh. Right? If you know a ton about your product and you're a great salesman, but when you knock on that door, your being is like stank, it's rotten, you got a bad attitude, you're not friendly, you're cold. I don't care how much you know about your product and how crafty you are with your language. If someone can feel that being, you're going to have a lot harder time selling. So who is our being when we're showing up? Who are we being when we show up to BNI?
Well, and it's interesting that you put it that way, because there have been times in my life where I've been around individuals in a professional setting, and I'm going to use this term, the ick factor. Right. Where you, when you leave, it's like, oh my gosh, that just didn't feel good. That didn't, it didn't resonate with me. And as professionals, especially for all of us that are in sales, which let's face it, if you're a business owner, you're in sales, whether you believe you are or not, you're in sales. It's incredibly important to make sure that we're drawing people in. So I love this topic.
Well, I'll one up you. I think we're in sales 24 hours every day. You're selling your kids on doing things. You're selling your buddies on going somewhere. You're selling your partner on the dinner reservation to the travel to what you should spend your money. And we are selling nonstop. And I would make the argument that who you're being will get you much further with your sales than anything else.
Ooh, I like that. Well, and to your point, even at home, because as you know, obviously this is a, we're talking to professionals, we're talking to business owners, but guess what? At the end of the day, you're going to go home. And on the weekends, you're hanging out with your friends. So I love the fact that you bridged it, not only in our business environment, but it goes right into our personal environments as well.
Well, yeah. And how do you get people to BNI? If you're being about BNI, if you and I are buddies and you're not in BNI and we meet for lunch and you're like, what'd you do this morning? And I'm like, oh man, I wake up and I go to this like 7 a.m. networking. That I don't want, you're not going to want to come, right? But if I'm like, oh my God, man, 7 a.m. I have this incredible networking group. Thursday is my favorite day of the week. All I got to do is show up. There's a breakfast. There's some great people. And it always puts money in my pocket. That person, right? You're going to be curious at least. At the least, you're going to be curious, right? And my being is, I could have said the same thing with the bat. I could have said the exact same thing. Like, it puts money in my pocket, but I got to wake up at 7 a.m. There's some good people there. You're like, okay, whatever.
Wow. Wow. And it's so true, right? How we show up, how do we show up, whether it's to a potential visitor for a chapter, a client, or even let's go one further since you brought up BNI, when we show up into our meeting, yeah. You know, what's our countenance? What's our vibe that we're giving off when we walk into the room? You know, are we excited to be there? Are we excited to listen and engage and absorb? Or are we, you know, are we putting off that vibe that it's like, whoa, I don't want to be around him today.
Yeah. How many people walk into a BNI room having essentially just shaken themselves awake, maybe brushed their teeth, you know, got ready and dragged themselves into that room for those early meetings? Or people in other meetings at other times, maybe they're just like coming out of another meeting or they're running around. And how many are stopping, taking a pause, and choosing powerfully and intentionally how they are going to walk in the room and approach the meeting that day? I had a session with a client this week who's also in BNI, and he shared with me, I was sharing how he is perceived. I see him at BNI, I was sharing how he's perceived at BNI, what his being is like. And he was wanting more and more feedback on this. It's all new to him. And one of the things I said, what happens on the morning of BNI for you? And he said, I like wake up, I like quickly get dressed, and I go to BNI. And I was like, yeah, no wonder you show up kind of like sort of mediocre, dull kind of. And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, dude, I would never go to BNI without sitting in meditation or with some intention for at least 5 or 10 minutes. I would never. And that wasn't always true. I've developed this, but I have a 6:45 meeting, right? I get there. I give myself a 10 minutes, at least 10 minutes before I leave my house. And the way I view it is, you make sure you brush your teeth, because if you showed up to BNI with some stinky breath, nobody would want to talk to you, right? You shower, you put on clothes, because also no one want to talk to you. But are you doing anything to cleanse your mind and your being and your attention and your focus before you show up in this room? If you're not, I mean, I imagine it's like an athlete just rolling out of bed and showing up to the game with no mental or physical preparation. That doesn't make any sense.
What do they call that? Getting in the zone, right?
Yeah, you call it priming, getting in the zone. To me, I really relate to it as settling myself down so I'm showing up as my most authentic, most calm self. I'm not in all the minutia that is life and all the things. I'm gonna take a minute. And also, like, why am I coming to the meeting today? What's my intention? What's my purpose? If I don't have a focus, then I'm just going to get swept away by all the things that put themselves in front of me.
Wow. And whether it's, because we're talking about your showing up for your BNI chapter, which is, in my opinion, your biggest and best customer, or you're showing up to meet with a client. Let's face it, we all have moments where we wake up in the morning and we step down and we stepped on the cat and the dog almost trips us, and that we walk outside and the tire's low on my tire or on my car, all these little things. And do we allow that to creep into our meeting, mm-hmm. or do we take a step back, take a breath? And as you said, even earlier when we were talking about the ice bath, where it helps you recenter to prepare and engage the room.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then when you're in the room, do people even know you're in the room?
Ooh.
I unfortunately got to share with somebody once, you know, lovely human. This was a while ago. Sometimes you feel invisible. And again, from love, right? This was not a mean thing. It was then the way I shared it with them was, hey, there are people that walk in that BNI room and everybody knows when they walk in the room. They don't have to say a word. Yeah, some people say a word, they're loud, and that's why we know. But some people walk in and their presence,
their energy,
is
known, yeah,
is felt. And some people walk in the room and they are invisible. And there's people, like if you pause right now and think of your BNI group, think of members. Some will come to mind immediately. Those are likely the members who have bigger energy that are putting, I would say this isn't magic. They're putting themselves out there. They have good energy. They speak up. They're warm. They're welcoming. They remember you. They, right. There's different things that they do. They have a smile on their face during the meeting. They don't look like they're sulking or mad. They're not on their phone. And then there's members that you're probably like, wait, what's their name? What are they, right? You're just, you know them, right? They're not actually invisible, but their being is like a little bit hidden. And I think it goes deeper. It's often a confidence. There's other issues, but if, do you know who you are? Are you invisible in that room? Or are you somebody that everybody knows is in that room?
So let's talk to those individuals right now, because as you were talking, you know, when I came into BNI, that was me, because I was kind of shy and I was learning something new. And this whole BNI thing was new for me and networking. Yeah. Now, obviously you know me well enough to know that I've gone beyond that, mm-hmm. but let's talk to that person. What are some tips? What are some things that can help them first and foremost identify, is that me? And then if it is, what are some things that I can do to change that, or at least begin to change it?
I think the first of is that me would be, you're not getting referrals. Mm. People are not asking you for one-to-ones, right?
Those are good indicators right there.
When I joined a new group, that first meeting, I'm like, who are the five or six people that I need to have one-to-ones with right away? Those are the people that have the biggest, most booming energy. And again, it doesn't mean they're loud or obnoxious, mm-hmm. but you feel them in the space. And likely I want to do one-to-ones with them because they're the best connectors of the group. I would say another would be, what's your checking in? Like, what's your attitude like? Are you dragging yourself to this meeting? Are you excited about being at the meeting? If you're dragging yourself, or you're not excited about being at the meeting. And look, there's levels of excitement here, right? This doesn't have to be the most exciting thing in your whole world, but
at 6:45 in the morning, you know, it's like,
totally. But can you generate, like, I actually want to be here, right? This is, I'm not being forced to be here. I'm choosing powerfully to be here because this is benefit, some commitment that I have. And then I would look at, what is the time before the meeting look like? Is there planning? Is there preparation? Again, this does not, right? This does not have to be a 5-hour planning session for your hour and a half BNI meeting, but do you know what your commercial is? Even if it's written down and you're reading it, it's okay. Like, I don't think they have to be memorized, but do you know what it is? Have you, like, read it? Have you prepared it? Are you doing the same commercial every single week? Because if you are, first of all, people are going to tune you out. You can't just do the same commercial every week. We're going to tune you out. Also, it seems like you don't care. You don't have a lot of energy. Do you leave meetings early or get to them late? Are you not giving? business? You know, are you not actually, when you're, when that, before the meeting starts, and I'm like you, I don't really want to walk around and, or like the way you were, I don't really want to walk around and do the networking before the meeting, but I actually make myself get to the meeting about 6:30, 6:45, one of the first people, because it gives me a minute before everyone's there. I get to settle into the space before there's 50 people there, right? There's only like three. I get to start talking to somebody very casually. And then people start coming in and I'm acclimated to the space. I'm growing with the space.
Up. Yeah.
Versus walking into the space and there's already 25 people there. That's a lot to be with, right? Whoa. That's intimidating. You can flip it and you can be one of the first people there. And as the space grows, you're growing in energy with it.
Ooh, I like how you put that, right? And again, that's benefits of getting there early, because you can work your way up. You can build that energy and the confidence and whatnot. One of the things that Dr. Meisner taught me years ago when I worked with him at our global headquarters was, Ed, you need to understand that people are always watching. Mm. No matter what you're doing, how you show up, if you're on the phone when somebody's talking, are you engaged in the conversation that's before you? These are all things that people are watching. And as you said, if people are starting to notice that, they're and you're that person, you're going to be, they're just going to look beyond you. You can actually become invisible.
Well, or unreferable, or like people lose their respect for you. And the sad thing is 9 out of 10 people are not going to tell you.
Ooh.
I think, you know, it might be harder if you know me, because I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But at least you get to know, right? If you're sitting in that meeting wondering why you're not having success and you're on your phone, you never smile, you look grumpy, your energy's low, you're kind of, you know, disheveled when you come in, you don't give referrals, you don't do one-to-ones. Most people are not going to tell you. They're going to talk about you behind your back, which I'm not advocating for, but I'm just, that's what people do. They're going to talk about you. There's going to be, I've been in rooms where people have said things like, I would never refer that person. And sometimes it's because of their attitude, sometimes it's because of business, right? There's all sorts of, and that's, again, not advocating that. That's not a great thing, but that's the human condition of they've been watching and observing someone, and most people are not going to tell that person, hey, you've become unreferable in this group, or people aren't respecting you, or you're on your phone too much. We need to self-monitor. And I love that you said, like, someone's always watching. Someone is always watching.
So then, would you say that it behooves us periodically, not all the time, but periodically, just those people that we know in the chapter and we've gotten to grow, like, you know, like, and trust, to just even check in and say, hey, you know what? Would you mind sharing with me your observations on how I show up?
100%.
And then learning to shut up and listen.
We just did this. I just ran a bunch of men through a 4-month accelerator program that I lead. And one of the modules is feedback. And so we ask them to pick an area of their life. You know, sometimes it's very specific, but in this cohort, we ask them to pick an area of their life that matters to them, that they want to be improved. And we ask them to make a list of people that observe them, that see them, that interact with them in that space. And then we ask them to go get specific feedback. What's my attention like? What's my energy like? Don't just say, how am I doing? It's too open-ended. But go, we give them some questions and we ask them to create some of those. Go ask for some specific feedback. And remember, you're picking the people, right? So you're not going to pick someone who doesn't like you, who you have no relationship with. That feedback's not going to be helpful. You're going to pick people who you find supportive and helpful and honest. And you need to set them up. You need to say to them, hey, I want to be a better business person. I want to be a better BNI member. I want to be a better whatever. And I'm looking for feedback because I have no idea how I'm perceived. I don't know what people say about me. I don't know what you think about me. And I really value your opinion and your wisdom.
Well, and not only at that point, not only shut up and listen, but understand that you've asked them for your feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So when they give it, learn how to receive it instead of like, oh, that's not me, or oh, you know, when you're asking someone for feedback, you're asking them for that feedback.
Yeah. We just say to say thank you. Thank you for your feedback. And then look, you get to do with it what you like, right? Take what feels resonant and leave the rest. You know, and if stuff keeps coming back up that you left, well, maybe at some point you'll be ready to hear it.
Wow.
But you know, I even with my clients, right? I'm not right about anything. I don't have the master key of a successful life. Take what works and leave what doesn't. Right. And typically you go back to the people who give you feedback that's helpful.
Yeah, I love this conversation. And this is obviously one we can continue on. We might even do one, you know what I was just thinking? We might even do one on feedback and how that could actually benefit us as professionals in everything that we do. So that one, stay tuned, people. We may do one in the near future on that. So as we come to a close, even though I don't want to, because our conversation is really good and there's a lot of substance here, you know, as a final kind of send off, and if you were looking at your chapter, or you're coming in, you know, to work with a chapter, and you're speaking to those individuals that may either be invisible or want to learn how to show up better, what's some words of wisdom, some things that they can take away, and maybe even to the point where they go, hey, you know what? I may need to connect with Alex and talk to him about this further.
I'm going to bring it full circle. We're going to take lessons from the cold plunge, which is anything that's hard or difficult or feels uncomfortable becomes easy with practice. So, right, those cold plunges used to be really difficult. And now I can sit in there and basically laugh and giggle and have a conversation, and I'm barely shocked by it. B&I can be the exact same way. So whatever you find uncomfortable, if it's the human to human connection, then we need to find ways to practice that human connection. So maybe that's showing up at 6:30 when there's only like one or two people there, you can have a conversation with one person. Most of us can do that, right? Starting there and getting, and like kind of building that tolerance where you're like, oh, wait, I'm doing good at this. Now another person, and let it kind of expand. If I think for most of us, prepping for the meeting. And if you don't know what that means, I would ask you the question is like, why are you coming to the meeting, or what's this meeting for? And if you can't answer what's this meeting for, and we don't mean like B&I as a company, but for you, what is this meeting for? Then there's really no point in coming to the meeting. You're just going through the motions. So what's this meeting for? And every meeting could have a different what for. And then your full attention and focus is to create that thing that you just said it's for. And that might have to do with how you give your testimonials. It might be how you give your presentation. It might be maybe the role you take. Maybe you need to take on a role in the chapter that feels uncomfortable. Maybe you need to be a visitor host or something that feels uncomfortable. So you can practice till the point where it's no longer uncomfortable. But if you keep avoiding the cold water, it's going to feel colder and colder that first time you get in, versus if you just get in and go after that uncomfortable thing, it just gets easier.
Well, and that's a key point. It's not just doing it once, it's doing it over and over. That's when it becomes easy. If you're just doing it once a year, that cold bath is going to be cold every single time. But yeah, that consistency of how you show up.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything. There's nothing in life that doesn't become easier if you do it consistently and repeatedly.
There's a mic drop right there. Alex, thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to having you back with us again. Anytime I'm with you, I'm learning, I'm growing. Thank you very much. For our listeners, whether you're here on YouTube watching or listening, down below is some contact info for Alex if you'd like to reach out and connect with him. Please do. He's absolutely amazing. You'll love him. He's just got a plethora of amazingness to him. That's what I'm going to put it. Just a really good, all-around great guy. And for all of our listeners, we look forward to having you back with us next week. It's such a joy to be able to come each and every week and to share with different people on different topics, all for your benefit and for mine, because I'm learning as well. Every time we do this, I'm learning right along with you, if not even learning more So I'm just grateful that we've got such amazing speakers. So Alex, thank you for joining us. For our listeners, we look forward to seeing you and talking to you again soon. Again, Alex, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, everyone. Hope you have a great day.
This episode of the BNI San Diego podcast has been brought to you by Cruise Productions, a San Diego-based video production company and proud BNI member. You can find us at the intersection where business and creativity meet, or online at cruiseproductionsinc.com.